This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Members of the Native community in the Washington, D.C. area checked in on one another Wednesday after President Trump's supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol. The Navajo Nation Washington office is a short walk from the Capitol. Executive Director Santi Lewis says her employees were teleworking. They also reached out to friends and Congress staff and Native community members.
First, I want to assure the friends and family of our team at the Navajo Nation Washington office that we are all safe. What we were all witnessing is shameful, and my staff and I are horrified by the anger, the lawlessness, and the attack on our democracy. And so I wanted to ensure that our staff was safe. And so out of an abundance of caution, all my staff were asked to stay home today. And we all never imagined that something like this could happen.
The six indigenous members of Congress from New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Hawaii publicly announced their safety during the lockdown of the Capitol, condemning the violence. Congress later got back to work certifying Joe Biden the winner of the U.S. presidential election. Tribal leaders across the country were appalled by the violent events, including leaders of the Navajo Nation. Wednesday was a special day for Navajo people as they welcomed into office chapter officials and other local leaders. January 6th is a peaceful day for many of the pueblos in New Mexico, practicing traditions for King's Day, a time when Pueblo people welcome in new leaders to office. The celebratory day was largely overshadowed by the violence in Washington, with a woman fatally shot at the Capitol. Michigan Environmental Regulator's decision to grant a controversial wetlands permit for an open-pit mine on the banks of the Menominee River on the Michigan-Wisconsin border was revoked in a ruling this week by a Michigan judge. The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin says the mine threatens water, the environment, and would have negative impacts on sacred sites. Danielle Kading has more.
Michigan regulators issued the permit to Toronto-based Aquila Resources with conditions that the company provide updated groundwater and wetland modeling before building the Golden Zinc Mine. That would be used to show the project's potential impacts. But a Michigan administrative law judge revoked the permit, saying the company's model wasn't reliable for identifying effects on wetlands. Earth Justice attorney Jeanette Brimmer represents the Menominee tribe.
It is not fine to not have an understanding and discuss that with the public and the regulators about what's going to happen here. And I think they didn't want to do it because there's going to be a big effect.
Dale Burry with the Coalition to Save the Menominee River says the project threatens the environment, property owners, and tourism.
There's just so many attributes to the river that, we just have to protect it no matter what.
Aquila CEO and President Barry Hildred says the company is weighing its options, including an appeal to Michigan's Environmental Permit Review Panel. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
The Shawnee tribe's lawsuit over federal COVID-19 aid will continue. The D.C. Court of Appeals this week overturned a motion to dismiss, which keeps the case alive. The Oklahoma tribe claims it was shortchanged CARES Act dollars due to the federal formula used to determine distribution to tribes. KJRH-TV reports the tribe received $100,000, but claims payment should be in the millions. $8 billion was set aside in the CARES Act for tribes. A number of tribes have claimed similar issues with CARES Act funding and a number of other problems. The Shawnee tribe will now go back to court. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.